Randy Aronoff, the last name A-R-O-N-O-F-F, first name Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, 65-year-old, white male, who has a history of diabetes mellitus since 1994. The patient is being followed in the office because of the presence of what we think is related to diabetic nephropathy with significant proteinuria. The patient has been treated with the administration of irbesartan, 75 milligrams POBID, and Kerendia, 20 milligrams on a daily basis. The latest protein creatinine ratio came down to 900. We think that down the road, if there is not further improvement of the condition after improving the blood sugar control, we are going to start the patient on SGLT2 inhibitor. Following number. The latest laboratory workup that was done shows that the creatinine is 1.3 and the estimated GFR is 58. With the proteinuria that we mentioned before. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is out of control. The patient was recently changed to Lyumjev, L-Y-U-M-J-E-V, like in Victor, 100 units. We're going to use 6 units with every meal. He was using 4 units. And we are going to increase the levemir to 41 units daily. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia that is controlled with the administration of allopurinol. Following number, hypothyroidism that is treated with replacement therapy. The T3 is 2.9. T4 is 1.3. And TSH is 4. Following number, BPH that is treated with the administration of tansulosin. The patient had a history of bladder cancer. This is followed by Dr. Pobi. P-O-B, like in beta, I. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is well controlled and vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and the chart. A 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.